All right, so welcome everyone back to the Samurai Summit Podcast. This is episode number 43. Yes, that's right, 43. 43 weeks of us making this awesome show for everyone. Thank you very much for tuning back in. And with me, just like every single week, you know, sometimes I'm the one that misses out, is Unlimited Dough. How are you, man?
Yo, yo, yo. What did you mention? That it's the last episode?
Is it the last
episode? Do you even listen to the last episode?
I haven't actually.
Last week's?
I was so busy during this whole past week because I had like a bunch of tests going on with school. I had like a shit ton of homework. Luckily, my part-time job, that one like slowed down. I'm probably going to stop going already. So I finally had a bit of a breather for this weekend, which has been actually quite nice.
Wait, you got a part-time job?
Yeah, I had a part-time job for a while.
Well, shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I've been so fucking busy.
Since when do you get a part-time job?
I don't even know how. Maybe it was like the ending of last month. Like, I've been there like for 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're at second dick.
Hey, you already know. Hey, it pays well.
I was going to say that it pays well, right? The good money.
I'm doing the same shit that you do.
Oh, boy. I eat the pussy. I eat the cat.
Oh, no, but I meant like actually like your actual job. I was doing that for a little bit.
Oh, okay. So I was like, wait, what do you mean?
No, yeah, I was working there at one of those stores for a little bit. It was actually quite nice. Fun.
It's just save customers overall.
Yeah. You know, I was doing it, you know, because I wanted a little bit extra money. But also, oh, yeah. You know, the store was kind of like understaffed. So, you know, helped them out. Got a little bit of experience. And, you know, if anything ends up going bad with them later on, I can always just step in and help out again.
Yeah. Especially in the holidays.
Yeah.
That's when it gets busy.
Yeah, it sucks I'm not going to be here for the holidays, though. All right, so what you got going on, man? I guess the biggest news, have you actually watched the new season of Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War?
No, I'm not gonna watch until I finish catching up with anime. Okay. Even though I know what's happening to that point, but I'm not gonna watch until I catch up. Like, everyone knows that I read probably half of the final arc. So I know, you know, what happens before, what happens at the beginning of the arc, but we're not watching to, you know me, I had to watch every single episode know that I fully watch Bleach the anime. So yeah, I haven't seen it. I did watch Chainsaw Man.
Oh, I watched it too. It premiered on Wednesday, right? No, it was Tuesday. It was on the 11th.
Tuesday for us, I think.
Yeah. So what do you think? I already read the whole thing and I'm caught up. I already know exactly what's going to happen, and I was looking very much forward to it, especially now seeing it animated by MAPPA, which is the same person, or same studio, rather. Sorry, that did the final season, the final couple seasons of Attack on Titan, also Jujutsu Kaisen. What did you think of it?
The animation was good. It wasn't, I think I still prefer probably the animation. I don't know, it's just some parts, it seemed too CGI.
Yeah, especially after he transforms, I can agree with that.
Yeah, but overall, it wasn't bad. Mm-hmm. You know, I really don't judge anime by its animation either way. First episode was pretty cool. It wasn't like I'm hooked. I'm just like, I just can't wait for the next episode. You know, I'll continue watching it. Like, it was funny at the beginning. When he was like, yeah, I already saw one of my balls too, my kidney. So like, bro, when he said my ball, like, dang. He only has one ball now. It wasn't too crazy, but like, okay, so I don't want to spoil for people that still haven't seen it yet. It's pretty much, you know, just devils that are on the... Well, we talk about Chainsaw Man, what I said about before. You talk about it.
Yeah.
It gives me vibes kind of like Tokyo Ghoul for some reason. As in, not demons, but instead of ghouls or demons, and then you have, you know, the people killing demons, and you know how the police type of thing. And then in Tokyo Ghoul, you know how you have the police, that company, whatever they call, hunting down ghouls. So it gives me that type of vibe, you know.
Yeah, I can definitely.
And then
see.
The guy transforming to a demon can transform into a ghoul. You know, kind of like that type of vibe. Which is, I mean, I love Tokyo Ghoul. They just fucked up on the second season of the anime though, but it's still a pretty good. Anime to watch. Chainsaw Man, pretty cool too. I'm actually excited to watch the next episode. I didn't watch on release date though, actually. I saw it a few days after.
Oh, really?
Yeah, same with I'm just gonna move it to, since we talk about anime. Blue Lock, just as a reminder, Blue Lock came already, same with Trigun already. I have not seen either of them yet.
I actually saw but, a little bit for Blue Lock. I'm not sure, not actually see it, but like a description. Blue Lock is the ones with like soccer, right? But they're like locked up somewhere and they're pretty much like
something
fighting,
like
for,
that.
Fighting for their life. I wasn't that much interested in it because I'm not that big of a fan of sports ones. But having that like twist of it, of being locked up and pretty much fighting for your survival at the cost of someone else, it's catching my eye.
Yeah, see, you know how to like, I haven't read the synopsis of it. But, you know, I wanted to buy it because they have blue. You know how to, I wanted to collect all the blue manga. But I'm like, you know what? This one actually looks pretty cool. It looks like they're, like, in a prison or some type of shit. And without me reading the synopsis, just looking at some images. And then I saw on Twitter, someone posted, like, I'm not a big, I don't know if they say I'm not a big fan of soccer. Or I'm not a big fan of sport animes. But Blue Lock, it's so good. So, like, holy shit. Like, I gotta watch it. Which, I mean, I was gonna watch it either way. I just haven't had the time to watch it. And I said it before, I don't like soccer at all. I hate it. But when it comes to anime, I'm open-minded to any sports. And I'm excited for it. Trigun came out already. You could watch it on Hulu or Crunchyroll.
Oh, nice.
Bleach, you could watch it on Hulu. And I'm pretty sure Disney. I actually haven't even searched on Disney Plus, to be honest.
That was the next thing I was going to ask you, if you knew where you actually watch it now.
Yeah, because I know it's for Hulu. I saw it there. But I don't know if they have it on Disney Plus. I haven't actually really searched on Disney Plus searching Bleach, to be honest. And it hasn't appeared on my screen to watch it. So I don't know if it's only on Hulu. Because doesn't Disney has like some rights to, for Hulu or some shit like that? I don't even know.
I'm not but, sure, but it is part of their whole thing, you know, with the whole Disney bundle. You get both Hulu and ESPN.
Yeah, so maybe that's why it's going to be on Hulu and not Disney. Good thing my brother has Hulu and I use his account, so I'm good on that. And Trigun is on Hulu and Crunchyroll, so that's exciting. But then again, Bleach, I'm not even going to watch it right now just because I'm still behind in the anime.
Yeah, I'm still way behind. I need to catch up. I finally think that I got over my, like, my OD a bit on Bleach where I got like bored of watching it.
Yeah, actually I haven't seen I finished watching Orient, the season 2 one.
Really?
Yeah, it's still it's pretty good. It's it got better like I finished. So right now just 24 episodes out.
Okay.
Spy Family, I still haven't seen it yet, part 2. I'm probably waiting for what?
I don't think I can finish part 1 yet.
Really?
I was watching it, but then I think there was like a little bit of a pause for a while, then I stopped.
I think there was 1 week that it skipped, I think.
Yeah, then after that, you started watching other stuff, and then I got obsessed with other shows. But yeah, I just checked Disney Plus right now, and it's not there.
Okay, so I'm guessing just on Hulu then.
But I don't see the new one either. And I know that at least one episode came out already.
Yeah, one episode is out already.
Yeah, because I searched for Bleach, and nothing comes up.
So yeah, it must be Bleach, I mean, Hulu. And while you're still searching that, the reason why I say it's the last episode today is because it is the last episode of season 1.
Oh, hell yeah.
Next week, it's actually going to be 1 year since we started the first episode.
What? It's already?
1 year already. Yep.
I guess that makes sense. I mean, the week does have, the year has like 53, 54 weeks.
Yeah. And we started on October 25th, 2021. And the first episode is going to be again on October 25th, 2022, the second season. So it's like, match. So it landed on the same one. So I'm excited for it. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So this is the last episode, season 1. Next episode will be season 2. So, you know, when you update it, make sure you change it to season 2 when you update the episodes.
Okay.
And then we won't start from season 2 episode 1, and of course we're just gonna say season 2 episode 44, so it's gonna be episode 44.
Right.
Dude, it feels like we just started maybe 2 months ago, 3 months ago, like it doesn't feel like a whole year of podcasting, which I'm actually excited, dude.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. One full year worth of backlogs of videos that everyone, well I guess not videos, of audios that everyone can go back and listen to.
Mm-hmm. And
we got content out.
43 episodes with this one. And actually, I was going to say something. I started watching Orient, finished that. I still got to finish my stepmom's daughter's my ex. I got to finish this other, the boring girlfriend one. Got to finish that.
Oh, the Tsukimichi's Not Just a Cutie or something like that?
Oh, Shikamaru. No,
Shikamori.
Shikamori is not. No, that one finished already. I think I already finished that one.
Oh, so which are you talking about? Which one about the boring girlfriend?
Or
is that the literal name?
No, that's the name. Saikon had to raise a boring girlfriend. We talked about it on the podcast before.
Oh, yeah, Saikon How to Raise a Boring Girlfriend. Yeah, it actually is that name.
And they actually took out I don't know if it came out already. Yeah, I think it did. A Wise Charts set for that one. Oh. And then I purchased a box from Rascal Doesn't Dream of Bunny Girl. Oh. But I think it's from the movie, the set that I purchased from. And I said this card sucks because in English, they don't have the same one. It only had like the hot stamp with Japanese letters. They don't have the signature one. I like, whatever. But hopefully I'll pull that card because it looks so freaking sexy. And
does that say, I wouldn't be surprised if you pull something else as well.
Hey. 12 inches of wood.
You know, actually during this whole past week, I have slowly watching a new anime.
Oh, which
one?
I
don't know if I told you about it already. The Fruit of Evolution, Before I Knew It, My Life Was Made.
No. You haven't.
I'm not sure if it's entirely new or not. I saw it on TikTok pop up like on one of those like weird videos that gives you the entire plot and then you don't want to watch it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He pretty much said everything. I was watching that one and it's pretty cool.
I still haven't finished it.
And it's Mob essentially an isekai. Really?
Yeah, I haven't read it.
Did you watch the episode?
No.
Because at this point, there's two already out.
Well, I haven't seen the anime at all, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so I haven't. But sorry, proceed with the... I just saw it right here on my list. I'm like, shit, I gotta catch up with my manga. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's called The Fruit of Evolution, Before I Knew It, My Life Had It Made. And, you know, it's a typical isekai. They all get sent to this new world. And, you know, we have your typical loner, fat, ugly dude. That's kind of smelly. And no one wants to partner up with him because they have to go in teams. So he gets sent to this new world alone. But since he's alone, he gets an extra ability. And in this world, there are these like nuts that are called Fruits of Evolution. If you eat one, you're pretty much, you know, gaining a bunch of power. This guy, he ate close to the limit. You're supposed to eat only 10 because if you eat the 11th one, you explode. Kind of like the devil fruits.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. But he's already ate 10 and he's still level 1. And pretty much because of all the fruits that he ate and all the stuff he gets into, he gets pretty overpowered, kind of fast, but not overpowered with like sheer power. It's more with abilities. He has like certain workarounds that he can end up doing that helped him achieve his goal, which I like that part.
Okay. Is it over already or is it still an ongoing anime?
Well, there's only 12 episodes out and it doesn't look like they've uploaded anything else since. So I'd say that this is pretty much the limit for now. You know, one of those short one season ones.
Oh, okay. Well, and have you finished it yet, did you say?
Or not yet. I'm on episode 8 out of 12.
Okay.
And I'll start watching another one that's more for the, you know, for those certain lonely moments, you know. Stuff that you don't watch out in private.
The harem ones, hentai one.
Yes, I'm not sure if I told you about this one already because I've been watching it slowly over a while because I always got to find a moment where I'm alone.
So it's little bitch. You got to watch it whenever you feel like it. Who's the man of the house?
Yeah, if I'm watching around, they'll see titties and hear moaning. So it's kind of hard to explain. So it's called Harem in the Labyrinth of Another World. This one's been out for a while. And I've gone in up to episode 3. And dude, I didn't know it was going to be like so explicit that I started watching it at work. And it was fine like for the first two episodes, but then on episode 3, that's when the first time that I actually showed titties. And the main protagonist is actually like sucking on it, like, oh, hold up, we got to change this.
We talked about it. I mentioned it when you were talking about the uncle from another world, whatever it's called. That's when I mentioned this one, the labyrinth, the harem in the labyrinth, whatever it's called.
Yeah,
we talked about it, we were going to watch it, but then I still haven't seen it yet. It's one of the, I think it's fall anime, if I'm not mistaken.
It's pretty good. And also, oddly enough, I'm not sure if it's going to be any different or not, but there's also a version of it available on hentai websites such as H Anime.
Most likely, yeah, it's going to be better on censor.
Yeah, so that's why I was also thinking about either watching it here or watching it over there.
No, is that website no virus?
It's like, not. It has no viruses.
Okay, so that, then I'll watch it there. Because, yeah, I still haven't seen it yet. Just because I still got to catch up to my other anime since forever. And, yeah, I think one of our friends, he started watching it too. He was like, oh, yeah, like, I heard about it too. Because I also heard about it in another, I think it was on Twitter where I heard that anime. I'm like, holy shit, you know, it's a harem. I got to watch my harem. But I still haven't had the chance to do so, though. And I think it's a short one, too.
Yeah, it's just 12 episodes so far.
For now, yeah.
And what I liked about this one is that it actually has plot. You know, it's not like, oh, you just gotta fuck because we have to for reasons. You know, it's another set guy. He got brought in, he's trying to level up. And the first goal he's trying to get is because he ends up going like to this slave spot. And the guy's offering her like, hey, I got this girl. You know, demi-humans, they're quite the thing around here. Uh-huh. She's a virgin. All right, price $600,000. How much you got? Like, damn, I don't have enough. Like, fuck, you know, I like you. You seem like a man of culture. I can hold it off for three days. If you can't come up with the money by 3 days, I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to sell it to someone else. Out you go. And that's pretty much where you get in three episodes. And in this third one, I think the episode is called Acquisition or something along those lines.
Acquisition.
So
he's gonna acquire her.
Yeah, he's gonna get her. But there's different ways to make money around, either by selling stuff that you find from the labyrinths, you know, the loot. Mm-hmm. Two, doing odd jobs, or three, the one that pays the most, hunting.
Yeah.
Hunting for bounties.
Yeah, usually that's the one that pays the most on animus like that, hunting for. Yeah. Whatever, demons, bounties, shit like that.
Yeah, so for this one, he's barely about to go in, and I am intrigued. I do want to keep on watching it, so I'm going to probably do that today.
Yeah, that one's still on my queue. There's a lot on my queue. Hopefully, though, it will be pretty cool if they actually take out a for white stars for this anime, the harem. I think it would be pretty dope.
That would be pretty dope.
And honestly, they would probably only take it out in Japan. Because there's some Japanese white shorts sets that I'm pretty sure they're still not going to... they haven't released in the States, but I'm pretty sure they're still not going to release in the States because they're more, like, explicit. But I don't really, like, show fully everything. But the cars, they look so beautiful, man.
Yeah, it's weird they would release it over there, though. You know, Japan being very strict about whole, like, depicting nudity. They're fine with releasing their cards, but here now.
Here's the thing, though, in Japan... Boobs, they're not censor. What they censor is the BJJ and the penis.
Okay.
In Japan. But boobs is uncensored. So that's why usually on hint and stuff like that, the boobs always showing boobs is everywhere because that's uncensored. Mm-hmm. But when it goes to down there, they always censor it. So right here, there's a Yu-Gi-Oh card actually called Harper Lady? Yu-Gi-Oh... Harpy Lady. There you go. I can't believe I forgot about it.
Oh, like the bird?
Yeah. Harpy Lady. So you just search, go to the image. You see how she is with her hands up, right?
That's loading up.
You know the English one?
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Now just put Yu-Gi-Oh! OCG, because that's the Japanese instead of TCG OCG. And then look at the image, how it's different. And how they censor it. So they just cover her breasts on the English one. And on the Japanese, it has a little string on her boobs, just covering pretty much like her nipples.
That's not that crazy.
Well, in the States, they cover it. So yeah, that's why
we don't... the strings, right? Just covering
over
the nipple.
So that was covered... There were like at the other cards that they covered too. Oh, there's another card like I think that... It's a spell card where like they're breastfeeding the baby or something. That one like completely changed in the States. So that's why those cards, they won't come in the States for white charts because, you know, fucking America can handle spectators, bitches. Oh, speaking of Yu-Gi-Oh now.
Yes.
So I already built a Rainbow Dragon deck, the one that I gave you.
Yeah.
I built, because I bought three for myself, so I built one. And then I started building another one, but I already purchased some cards, but this one's going to be in Japanese. One, because that way I could kind of like start reading, practicing more Japanese.
Yes.
Translation, also because the cards in Japanese feel better and they look better than in English. Like the texture overall is better. And two, because they're cheaper. There's this card that I need for the deck. I need three of those because you can only have three copies of each card. So I need three of those. Each one of them is like $45.
Oh, shit.
In Japanese, it's like $9 each. So like three of them, it's like, no, it's like seven or eight. So for three of them, I only spent like $24.
That's not that bad then.
So that's why I would like to prefer some Japanese instead because they're cheaper and they look better. And since I'm not going to tournaments just for fun, I just want to, you know, probably collect more Japanese ones than English for Yu-Gi-Oh!
Right. And also, I mean, it's going to be quite hard for you to actually use them for playing, but since you're just keeping it for collection, it's fine. Because then you can pretty much lie about whatever the status is, or you add the extra step of having to Google what the actual.
No, that's why I will have like already I will make a PDF file with the picture and then the effects, so I could just fire with it like from here on play. And then once I start memorizing the cards, it's just like I said, it's not like I'm going to tournament because I can use Japanese cards in tournaments anymore. It's just gonna be for us. And either way, when we fucking still play, we still read the cards, like, and we take forever. We like, we hold up. So it comes out to be the same for me. So might as well start. And at least I get to kind of read it and still, you know, practice reading Japanese while you're playing the game. So it will, I'm doing it mainly for me, like, to get more used to reading everywhere I go Japanese alphabet.
And speaking of that, how are the classes coming along? You feel your skills improving?
It's good. I just need, again, just to study the vocabulary because sometimes, and then, because, you know, sometimes the teacher will call me, she will call the students, be like, oh, like, answer this question, like, of course, in Japanese, or read this question, and of course, in Japanese, I'm able to read it, but every time she calls me, I forget how to say every fucking, like, we watch this symbol, how do you say it? But I know it by heart now. I just panic when they put me on the spot.
Yeah.
Or sometimes she will ask me something like, fuck, I know the structure of the sentence. I use that word, I'm like, fuck, is she meaning like, does that mean lunch? Does that mean something? So I just gotta memorize those. Cause I kind of know the structure of the sentence already. It's just memorizing the word, what it means. Cause sometimes, an example, depending on the verb, you have to use this other word at the end so it matches with that verb type of thing. So I gotta just memorize those. But yeah, I just need more practice. I have a flashcard, just start doing it over and over. The one that I need more work on too is the katakana alphabet. I haven't practiced too much of that. And it's the one that you use for foreign words.
Oh, okay.
Which actually on Yu-Gi-Oh cards, there's a lot of katakana on the cards because most of the words, they're not Japanese words. So that's why I had to also memorize katakana. So it's kind of working. But I still have an A in the class. I don't know if I told before, but like I really don't care what grade I get on the class. It's mainly for me to learn. So yeah. Even if I was like bombing, I would still just continue studying and shit like that. But no, I have an A. It's pretty good so far.
Oh, that's good. I mean, regardless if you're just doing it for fun, you still want to be able to understand it, and good grades kind of reflect that you're actually understanding
of course.
The material.
But like me, sometimes when I do two tests, I panic. Oh, I try to finish the test to pass to beat the time, and that's when I do my mistakes. And that's what it happens to me on one of the quizzes and on the exam. I was trying to, because she gave us 50 minutes. I finished the exam like in 20 minutes, 27 minutes. Because I was trying to do it fast, and because I was trying to go fast, I knew the answers for two of them, and I got those two wrong. Because I was just trying to go fast, so that was my mistake. So, I mean, I still have an A on it, but it's not 100% anymore, my grade, you know?
Yeah.
It was 100, but not anymore. So after that, I was like, oh, fuck my grade now.
Hey, who knows, Mary, there could be like some extra credit stuff you can end up doing.
She doesn't do extra credit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she said it. I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm going to end up with an A in the class. But just knowing that it's not 100% anymore, I just give up on whatever grade I get. That's just me. If it's not 100%, fuck my grade now.
Dude, that's why I'm so happy with mine. Even though it's just a single math class. And whenever there's a, like a extra credit stuff that pops up for the actual in-person test, I always try to do it. Yeah. And this Saturday, I actually had another test. Saturday morning.
How did it go? You don't know yet?
I don't know.
Wait, yet. It was Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, it was Saturday morning. Right. I'm probably going to get the results sometime in this upcoming week. But I'm pretty sure I did well. I answered every single question. There is just a single one that I'm not entirely sure. I still answer it how I could, but I don't think I used the exact formula I was supposed to use. And that's the main thing she was going to be using to, you know,
to grade. Yeah.
So even though my answer was right, I'll probably have maybe like a half point because I didn't necessarily come up with the right solution towards it.
Yeah, that's what math teachers do. If you don't use the formula they have to use for that chapter, they won't give you full credit even though you got the right answer. You have to use what you learned from that chapter, that same steps. Yeah, which are like,
thing is, I just couldn't remember. I had studied everything, and then that specific one was towards the end. And I thought, you know what? I know this. I mean, I probably don't have to look at it that bad. And I just like glanced over it right before the test. And then coming along, and it's the exact question. And I'm thinking about like, I cannot remember how the hell to do this. I don't know. So I finished everything. I probably stood on that single question like for 30 minutes.
No, one time, I know we're out of topic right now, but it's all cool. One time when I was, I think it was a calculus class, I don't remember. But I wasn't able to take the exam. So I went after class or like after like another day to go to the library to take the exam.
Yeah.
I felt that shit. There were, I think there were like 13 sections or like 13, no, it wasn't chapter, it was like 13 sections in one math exam.
Ooh.
The chapter was long as fuck. It was like 13 sections from one chapter. So all of those in one fucking exam. So I was like, fuck this. Like, I got an F on that shit. I was like, I blanked out. Because sometimes you try, you'll be like, I'm good, I remember. But on the exam, I was like, shit, I forgot everything. And then since there were like so many, it was like, no, I think it was like two chapters in one. But between those two chapters, there were like 13 sections.
Yeah.
So it was like two chapters in one exam and 13 sections. So I'm like, holy shit, I'm listening right here. I'm like, and of course, in calculus is the easy part. The algebra is what fucks up everyone. Because once you do just one stupid mistake on one of the steps, it will fuck up the whole everything. Even though you know how to do everything right, but let's say you added the numbers wrong, the whole after that is all fucked up. And then you to go back, you know, one question could take the whole fucking page of just algebra. And then to go back to every little thing, like, where's the fucking mistake? You're just wasting time there too. Might as well fucking erase the whole thing and start from the beginning.
Yeah, that is true. I've had that happen to me a few times already. And then it all comes down to just like one symbol that I didn't transfer over and it was messing me up.
Yep. Sometimes you forget to transfer, move one number to the other side, whatever, and that will fuck you the whole thing. And you know what's funny though?
What?
That's the reason math was one of my favorite subjects. It was the only subject that would, math and some of the science like physics, because it was one of the subjects that would make me think, and actually I would enjoy it. And it feels so good solving the problem. For me, Japanese, it gives me kind of that vibe, because you have your structure of how to make the sentence, and you kind of put in X plus a particle plus Y to make the sentence type of thing. So like it reminds me like math. So it's like, I like it too. I don't know. I just love that feeling. Ooh, it tickles my butthole.
Oh, shit. Yeah, so look at this. Like, it's pretty much, you guys can't see it, but it's pretty much like worksheets, essentially.
Yeah.
And I think there's just like two problems in these two pages. One problem for each page. And on this left one, I have like a big red circle to remind myself that one was wrong. And then I essentially redid it again in the bottom. I don't know if you can actually see it.
A little bit, but yeah, I remember those type of problems. They were fun. Not gonna lie.
Because
once you finish solving one after 20 minutes, you're like, yes! Now for question number two out of 25 problems.
Oh, yeah. All right, so want me to punch you the question? The one that I'm a little bit iffy about?
What?
Just for the sake of, you know, putting it out there. The one that I'm not sure how I did, it goes like this. Greg is trying to reach a fishing spot that's 10 miles away upriver. If going up the...
Wait, let me tell you right there. I was never good at word problems, though.
Oh, I know. I know you're going to be able to do it, but just the whole question, because I was able to set it up. So he's trying to get to a fishing spot that's 10 miles away. Going upriver, it takes him 2.5 hours to get there. Coming back, it takes him 1.25 hours. How fast was he going, and how fast is the river?
I don't know. You got to ask Greg to see if he was tired after going fishing.
Dude, I asked my sister that same question. She told me, like, I don't know. Why was Greg even doing that? Like, if anything, would ask Greg, like, hey, how fast were you going?
Like, I don't know, fam. Like, let me do some little math right now. But yeah, honestly, for those, I will always skip them. Like, I don't need this in my life. Give me the actual problem.
I can write them out. It's part of it. The speed that I came up with was that Greg was coming up, was going at 6 miles per hour while the river was coming down at 2. And the reason why I think it was wrong was
because I came in one. One second.
Hey.
One pump.
But yeah, Greg is going 6 miles and the river's going 2. The reason why I think it's wrong is because my final answer came up as -2. So I know somewhere in there I came up wrong. I know that for sure. The speed was 2, so I probably did it backwards. That's why I ended up with a negative.
The negative instead of a positive.
So I just went with it. It was like the last 5 minutes of the test.
You should you should have just erased the negative. Like, oh, fuck it.
No, I left it. She's going to check it anyway.
So yeah, I know.
I know I'm going to get like a half point on that one, because even though I probably came up with the right answer, I got it the wrong way.
Yeah. It happens to me too that I had the right number, but put the, if it was negative or positive, and that something would fuck me up.
Yeah, good times. All right, well, we've been having this little free talk for half an hour now, although it is nice. We got to start getting to some topics. Yeah. And the first one I saw that came out throughout the week, and it is quite sad. So this is coming from people.com. Yu-Gi-Oh! Creator Kazuki Takahashi died while trying to save a U.S. soldier and girl from a riptide.
Which we already talked about it before that he passed away. But they consider that he just drowned, but we didn't know the reason why. So yeah, this gave us the reason why he actually died. So he was trying to save a U.S. soldier. And I think the girl is like 11 years old too. So he tried to save it, and that's when he died.
Yeah, I read the full report, so I'm not going to bother anyone with the whole thing. But yeah, some people were drowning. He jumped in to save them. And unfortunately, he got pulled by the tide, however you want to phrase it. Another soldier ended up going in and actually saving them.
Yeah.
And they didn't know.
Another one. Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't know that he had jumped in. Unfortunately, he probably ended up getting stuck down or something. And then they found his body. I think it was like a few days afterwards, just washed up on the side.
Yeah, because once he gets the riptide really hard, like, it does just keep pulling you if you get stuck in the fucking riptide.
Yeah.
I mean, so now we know that there was no suicide or anything. It was actually he was trying to save people. Yeah. Respect, man. So yeah, I just want to show other people didn't know he committed suicide, but he was just trying to rescue some people. But yeah, rest in peace, man. No heroes wear capes. He tried to save the U.S. soldier and a little girl. I think she was 11. I think she's 11 years old. Yeah. Speaking of Yu-Gi-Oh, just changing the subject a little bit. I did buy the sets from some packs from Ghost from the Past, where I could get Ghost Rare Blue Eyes White Dragon. Oh. Which the video should be coming out today, which will be Tuesday, which is my birthday, but we recorded earlier, so for Tuesday is my birthday. So today is my birthday, so I'm gonna do an opening of all of those. And if I pull, I still haven't made the video yet, but if I pull the fucking Ghost Rare Blue Eyes White Dragon, like, ooh, happy birthday to me. I think that's like a $300 card. Let me actually check real quick on TCG Player.
Hey man, hopefully it comes out. Hopefully it's a nice little a birthday gift to yourself.
Hey, if it's a fucking what the fuck happened? Oh, JK. Christmas or whatever. So I don't mind.
Yeah, I mean, Christmas is already coming along too.
Dude, you actually dropped to 150. Uh-huh. Which is not bad at all, actually. It's,
I guess, more people started pulling it.
Either that or just people aren't less interested in getting. Damn, this other Blue Eyes, it's an alternative one. It's $220. Mm. Oh, Blue Eyes Ultimate Dragon Ghost Rare. I'm going to buy that one. Well, I'm trying to collect as many fucking Blue Eyes cards as I can.
All right.
But yeah. I just want to put out there that the video hopefully is out. I was going to record before recording this podcast, but I needed to charge my camera. So that's not going to happen.
The age of batteries. You got to make sure everything is charged.
And then I haven't bought an extra set of batteries, which I should, because I only have one.
Yeah. It's always good to have a little bit extra around, you know?
Which, when are we dueling, bitch?
Oof. I got to watch the show. I got to learn all the rules.
Bitch, I told you it's not a little master to go from there.
Dude, I have it downloaded on both. I don't know if I downloaded my PlayStation or not, but I have it on my Switch. But I haven't really touched my Switch in a while, kind of just waiting for Pokemon to come out.
Dude, I totally forgot about Pokemon.
Yeah, and that's coming out next month, right?
Yeah. And then Modern Warfare comes out on the 25th of this month?
28th.
Oh, right nice. There,
Master Duel. See, so I'm not messing around with you. I have it ready.
I was thinking of downloading it for the PS5 just to play on the big screen.
Yeah, that's true. But I like this one because, you know, the portability.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I just play on my phone. But sometimes I just want to have it on the big screen. But most of the time, just right here on my little phone.
But also talking about Modern Warfare, if you download it or if you got the digital version of it, you can play the campaign this upcoming Thursday. So by the time you guys are listening to this, in 2 days.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
And also, I got an extra physical copy if anyone wants it, or else I'm just going to give it back.
You got another physical copy?
Yeah. Why? Because for the beta, since we didn't get the codes for our online order, I actually went and placed another pre-order on the physical so I could actually get the code on the receipt.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because remember I gave it to one of our friends for his birthday.
Yeah.
And the codes never came through. Although eventually GameStop did come back and gave me like a $5 gift card for my troubles, which I thought was bullshit.
I remember, yeah. I totally blanked out. Damn, what you do for just to get the beta, my guy?
I know. I was thinking about just giving it back, you know, just canceling the order.
Yeah, you just cancel it. I mean, you don't need another copy.
Yeah, I really don't need it. I mean, I still got some time. I just got to go over to the block and give it back. I should have the receipt somewhere up there. So I made sure to put it apart so that I would always have it ready for whenever I went back.
So I just bought a car right now while we were talking.
Oh, jeez. Which one was it?
It's actually, I already have it. It's just a different rarity. And, of course, it's a Blue Ice.
Of course. Which
Blue Ice? It's a gold one. I wasn't a big fan of the gold one. But this one is like, it's gold with like a secret rare rarity.
I give you the name so I can search it.
So, oh, hold on. Let me. I thought I was logged into my account, but I guess not. It's only $7 for it, so. And it looks pretty badass. Hold on. Let me just submit the order. Okay, so we sales tax and everything came out $8.01.
Not bad.
What's up? Yeah, I'm going to send you the link right now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because there's gold cards. I'm not a big fan of the gold cards, but they want to say gold secret rare. I'm going to show it to you right now. So you could kind of, well, for the listeners, you guys know how secret rares, well, I mean, into you know pretty much what secret rares are on gold secret, which I didn't know about, but I sent it to you on Discord.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know about it. Oh, what the fuck is this? Oh. You see how it has like the little.
Ooh.
Oh. So you see how it has the little lines, like 45 degrees angle?
Yeah.
So those lines are the secret rares. And then the border, those are gold rares. But usually gold by itself looks fake, the car, you know? It looks like a fake car. But gold with secret rare, so a gold secret rare, it looks fucking badass, huh? So that was like, dude, I'm buying it.
All right, Gold Seeker Dragon. This legendary dragon is a powerful engine of destruction, virtually invincible. Very few have faced this awesome creature and lived to tell the tale.
And if I'm not mistaken, Blue Eyes White Dragon is still the strongest normal monster in the game. Hmm. With no effect monster or anything, just regular normal monster is the strongest one with the most attack and the most defense, like combined together pretty much. I think it's the strongest one. I don't think there's another normal monster with 3,000 attack and 2,500 defense. I think he's the only one so far. But of course, there are like effect monster like 4,000, 3,500 and shit like that. But normal monster, meaning they have no effect, Blue Eyes, I think, is still the strongest.
All
right. So yeah, I just bought it right now. It looks just fucking majestic.
Looks pretty cool. And it also looks like you got it at a little bit of a price drop, so not at its most expensive point, which is also a nice little bonus. Yeah.
So it's good.
That's a cool card.
And then just moving on to the next news.
Yes, so Hunter x Hunter manga is returning on October 23rd. So that'll be next week by... is it next week? No, it'll be probably Saturday?
Sunday, following? Actually.
Sunday, yeah, after you guys are listening to this. Yeah, Sunday. So correct me if I'm wrong, it is part of the whole Jump series, right, Hunter x Hunter? Meaning that it should be on Shonen Jump?
I'm sorry, I just got a message from my boss. Oh, okay. But it wasn't for me. She was supposed to send it to her daughter. So I'm like, wait, what the fuck is going on? Because she sent me like a long text, but no, it wasn't for me. Okay, sorry, what was that again?
Oh, correct me if I'm wrong. Hunter x Hunter is part of Shonen Jump, so it should pop up on the Shonen Jump app.
Yeah, which I gotta start reading Hunter x Hunter. I'm probably gonna read it instead of watching it, just so it could be faster to catch up to it. But yeah, because my brother-in-law, he told me like, dude, start watching Hunter x Hunter. I was like, I know, but I'm probably just gonna read it.
Also, you haven't watched or read it at all?
Not at all. It's one of those animes, same with Fairy Tail, that when I get into it, but I prefer to watch shorter animes so I could watch more of the short anime than longer. Because, I mean, you know, Hunter x Hunter, like, what, 200, 100 something episodes?
It is quite long. I don't remember the exact amount, but
To be fair, I think like 100, 200, it's not as much as other animes, One Piece. But instead of watching 200 episodes, 150 episodes, I could watch like 20 series of anime that only had like 12 episodes, you know, that I've been wanting to catch up with. So that's why I'm kind of like, I've always been pushing it to the side. But if I start reading it, I'm probably going to do that.
Oh, there we go. It's 148 episodes. I thought I was right, but for whatever reason, I felt like it was the wrong number. 148. This is of the new one, because there was two ones. There's a classical one that they made, which follows more of the, like, the old traditional style of anime, kind of matching like the beginning of One Piece, old Dragon Ball. That style, and then it got a reboot, which followed more of the newer style. Not too new, like the high school animes.
Yeah.
It has its own particular style, which is actually quite nice. So it looks like it was on 2011 when this new reboot was made. And it ends right before they're going to the Forbidden Country, I think it's called. It leaves a bit of a cliffhanger, to be honest. And the manga, I knew it was continuing it.
Yeah. I'm actually looking at the Shonen Jump app. There's 390 episodes. And it looks like they added chapters. And it looks like they added quite a few chapters on October 10th. Ooh. From it says chapter 371 all the way to 390, we're out on October 10th, and then it's showing new chapter coming in 7 days, which makes sense for 7 days. We record on Sunday for you other two, so yeah, it's this Sunday. So I gotta add it. I'm probably gonna start reading it too. Dude, Super Smartphone Man is getting fucking crazy. Smartphone.
Oh. I honestly have not read it. I haven't followed it since chapter 13.
Okay, so right here on the notes, I added something with One Piece chapter 1062, which I still haven't read it.
Oh, that's the previous one. It's not even the new one. I read the new one this morning.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Did I read it?
Yeah, the latest one is 1063.
Oh, did I put the wrong one then? Okay, because... Shit, hold on, let me check real quick. I think I did read it. Okay, yeah.
If not giving major spoilers, but it starts off with Luffy, Chopper, and someone else eating bunch of food and getting fat.
Yeah, I saw it right now. Okay, actually, do you know that the chapter came out on Monday instead of a Sunday? All the Sunday's mangas came out on Monday for last week.
Last week, it was weird. I figured that it was probably either one time change over there, or two, they had like some national festivity that
was like a holiday or something. Yeah, that's what I would, because I did mention on the last episode on the podcast, because I was looking at it like, wait, they're all showing on the time. Like, did they completely change it? But then for this week, it was still the same on Sunday. So, like, okay, it was something, a holiday or something like that. But okay, so on this note, because I saw it, and it says a note from One Piece editor teases that chapter 1062 of One Piece starts unveiling the truth of one of the series' greatest mystery, the voice entry. But was it 1062 or 1063?
I don't know, because 1062, yeah, that's what it covered more of Dr. Vegapunk. That was the main focus of that one. I didn't notice anything.
I think it was 1063, because on Twitter, OP News 2022 says the following: Luffy and his crew are shocked at that time the world was. So that means he should be on this chapter then.
I don't think so, because
chapter 1063, not 1062.
I know, because I read that one already, and it pretty much followed with them going that the relations of Kuma.
On 1063?
Yeah, 1063, that's pretty much what it covers. And then it ends with Trafalgar Law having a confrontation with someone.
Yeah, see? So, okay, so that's weird then, what they put it. See, because I don't know if I did a typo, but I don't think so. So most of it 1062, but I don't remember seeing anything.
Or it could have just been people on Twitter that you went off of what they were saying and they were kind of like pulling at your strings. But yeah, at least personally, I didn't notice anything that seemed to point towards what happened in the voice entry. Maybe it could have been something under the lines.
Unless what the editor mentioned was referring to something else and people just took it off content.
It could have been that they kind of took it out of context, but I don't necessarily think so. Nothing was mentioned. It's kind of still building out towards who Dr. Vegapunk is and what he's doing. What is going on in the current times.
With Vegapunk, and also, another fucking shit when we found out, like, man.
Oh, yeah, about that. It's not necessarily that yet.
Yeah, so I was like...
So it's still possible that Vegapunk is actually a guy. You got to read it. Did you read last week's episode or chapter?
Last week, yeah. This week's, no. Oh, so 1063,
no. So it's pretty much shown. It's pretty much shown from last week's. Yeah. So if you read it, you know that even though the robot is saying that's Dr. Vegapunk, it's not true while it is.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
So if you recall the episode, this is going to have some spoilers for chapter 1062, so be warned. It is explained that Dr. Vegapunk essentially split his mind because he had so much to do. He split it into six different robots.
Six or seven. I think it was seven. Well, seven with his body. His main one.
The main one.
Yeah.
The person that number two is talking about is a guy, which I think it represents like heroism. The one that's not talking about saving them, I think she's like cruelty or violence.
Yeah.
So it's different personalities split within them. So while they're all part of Dr. Vegapunk, because their mind is essentially like Vegapunk's is a copy, they're not Dr. Vegapunk.
Yeah. So the main one.
They
believe that
they are, but they're not.
Yeah, so the main one is, it's a guy.
It could be.
No, because Rob Lucci, they mentioned him as he. Like this time they mentioned him as he. Like the main one, he. But before they never mentioned he, they always say Dr. Vegapunk.
Yeah, and also within that same chapter, Robin is even saying like, this doesn't make sense. This person looks way too young. Plus, there was never any mentions of Dr. Vegapunk being a female.
Yeah, so...
This is coming straight from Robin. So, it's opening it up again that he's doing something. For like whatever reason, he split himself.
Yeah, well, he's in, like, he's playing himself to do that. But now, the government is trying to get rid of Vegapunk.
Yeah.
So, he's going to get able to. Yeah, so now because of this is going on, that means Vegapunk is going to join forces with the Straw Hats.
Yeah, because they were the lucky ones to actually show up there.
Yeah, and with Vegapunk's technology and new shit, holy shit, it's going to be fucking some crazy ass shit, man.
Dude, he was investigating Luffy's fruit in particular. It's very likely that the fruit was going to go to him or her. And now with Luffy there and him having like pretty much a test subject to use it with, and all this time that he's been gone, he's likely been investigating devil fruits. He's going to be able to possibly help Luffy reach a point that is beyond Gear 5th.
Yeah, like his true Nika form.
Hell yeah.
So, dude, I'm just saying, the government's going to try to get rid of fucking people now. But like, we're on the final stage. People are getting too out of hand. Let's try fucking calling it. Let's start using the ancient weapon to destroy the islands. The fucking... Because I'm pretty sure that was an ancient weapon. The one that destroyed the island where Sabo was at.
Oh, yeah, the one that...
The Im one that... Im, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's an ancient weapon. And I'm pretty sure he's immortal.
Likely. They probably used the lost devil fruit to make that person immortal.
And that way, throughout the history, he's been using that ancient weapon, which might be Uranus.
Him or her.
Yeah. To get rid of all the islands. You know how the islands that were up against the government, they just disappear? Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure they've been using that ancient weapon throughout history. And he's probably immortal to fucking get rid of, you know, people that are trying to find the history of the void. Well, what happened in the void history. And my thing is, probably M was a rival from Joy Boy. Like, he was in that era.
I'm still curious as to what the actual weapon is. I think it's probably like some type of aircraft or whatever.
Probably if he's in the sky, yeah, he has to.
Like kind a helicopter or a jet actually dropping nukes.
Something like that, or kind of like Enerdu's ship, you know, how that one is floating in the air?
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Or, like you said, like a type of spaceship, yeah, airplane, some shit like that, satellite, even.
Yeah, because it's so funny that in the world of One Piece, they're so technologically advanced, yet also behind at the same time. Because they'll have, like, robots or cyborgs, like, advanced medicine, yet they have no cars.
Yeah, well, because of the cyborg and stuff like that, it's because of Vegapunk. That was that island is, like, 500 years ahead of its time.
Yeah.
Because all that... it's even ahead of us.
Exactly. He's so far ahead, yet he still has no other means of transportation unless they have, like, something else to use, well, which is kind of keeping them from using
at it. At least now that we know that he doesn't have it in that island. Watch later in the island, we're gonna see little cars, you know, driving by. But
dude, I want knowing him, I wouldn't be surprised if he already made the whole island mobile. They can just move it anywhere.
Move, yeah. Honestly, to be fair, maybe I think that's possible. He'd be like, you know what, let's just move it. But since it's all surrounded by those fucking creatures on the sea, like, there's no point. But then, just in case shit hits the fan, he has the mobile island type of thing. Yeah.
Or he makes the animals turn into the engines and actually move the island. There's a lot of things you could end up doing, and who knows which way Oda's going to end up actually taking things.
Yeah, and Vegapunk can do whatever the fuck he wants. Fucking smart as fuck.
Dude, and also that whole premise, like, you're going to go take or kill the person that gave you all your weapons? How does that sound? Does that really make sense?
Well, you know, it's a war government. I think, because remember, Vegapunk is not really, he didn't join the Marines. They just paid him to work under him. But now that since they saw, like, okay, we had the fucking new pacifistas and shit like that, we're like, we don't need him anymore. Fuck it, let's try to get it before he gets too much more stronger weapons that he could use against us, the government. So, well, you know what? So, that's my guess. They're just trying to get rid of him before he invents more crazy shit that could actually be used against the government instead of helping the government.
Yeah, dude, those two new ones, those are kind of like freaking me out. The Seraphines, I believe
they're called. Yeah, there you go. The new, the Seraphines, the new
Which is one essentially like a young version of Boa, and another one is a young version of King, I believe his name was.
I think so, yeah. I think they're just going to use from the seven warlords. Each one of them is going to have their appearance.
I don't know, because, again, King, he wasn't one of the warlords, because that's pretty much where he was, right?
Wait, no. Or do you think that did they send two? Not that they only sent one pacifista.
No, they sent two of the new pacifistas. One which looked a lot like a young version of Boa, and the other one, although you are true, like, it's possible that it could have been a young version of Mihawk, but I thought it, since it had fire in its back and the wings, that it was a young Lunarian, a young version of King, one of the head performers of Kaido's army, that fought against Zoro.
Yeah, the pacifistas are taking forms of that race, but I think it's with the faces. No, I'm pretty sure it was only one. I remember seeing the other one.
Because one was more feminine than the other.
I thought it was the same one that we just coming to at the end. They just showed the face of Boa. Because I thought they only sent one. Because first I thought it was two. Boa and the one that looked like King. But I think, because I reread it, and I think it was only one that they sent to the island.
Yeah, and, so I'm seeing it right now. I'm on this chapter. One looks a lot like Boa, but
But then there was another one that was fighting against someone else, and I remember it looked very much a more masculine face, unless I could be wrong. No, I think there are two.
Was there two? That was just one.
Yeah, because this one looks way more angry. And also, this one has no earrings. Yeah. And referred to as a little pacifista kid.
Yeah, because at first I thought it was King. Because that gave me the vibe for Little King, you know?
Yeah.
But then they just never mentioned, like, never show his face or anything. And they just focus on Boaz. So I was like, wait, so there was only one then? That's when I got a little confused. Hey, but I don't know. We'll find out once it gets animated. We might see it better.
Yeah, there we go. There was two.
There were?
Because yeah, I think it's two because this is taken from the last page of that chapter, which is chapter 1059.
Mm-hmm.
Bo is saying, so the Navy thinks those new weapons are replacements for the warlords, eh? The sisters say, even by the end, there wasn't a single scratch on those two. And then they also say, it was so strange because I could swear one of them looked identical as our sister as a child. So right here, they're referring to them as two.
See, when they say those two, I thought they were referring to, I misread it, I thought they were referring to Riley and the girl that they just came in.
Oh, no, it was two of the new pacifistas.
Yeah, see, I thought they were referring to Riley and the other one. Because they were like, mm-hmm. Oh, even the kid, they didn't get a scratch on them. That's how I fucking, probably I was reading it too fast. You say it was 1059?
1059, last page. You see the first one, or you just see, you probably see him like at the beginning of the chapter too, but I didn't go too far back.
Yeah, okay, I misread it then. I was reading it too fast. See, boys and girls, that's what happens when you read too fast.
Oh, no. You only read fast to get your count high at school, but when you're reading for pleasure, you read it slow.
Facts. All right, we got stuck with One Piece. Oh, see, we're all with One Piece. Let's just do the last One Piece. So for One Piece Odyssey, when you use Zoro, the map actually disappears. And here's the thing, though.
Oh, that's awesome.
I just saw, I think it was like a short video on YouTube, one of those YouTube shorts.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're just able to, I don't know if it was like because they disabled the map, you know how you could like mm-hmm. turn the map. I don't know if it was that, but I was reading the comments. I said like, oh yeah, they did that in another One Piece game. When you had Zoro, the map didn't show up. So I think it's been going on for a while with Zoro. Like that's so like, oh okay, I didn't even notice that. So like, that's cool.
Dude, that's pretty awesome. It's a nod towards his horrible sense of direction.
Yeah.
Where you have that map with everyone else, but with Zoro you just don't get it at all. You just walk in any direction and hope you end up in the right spot.
So we'll find out once we get Odyssey to see if it shows up or they would just, you know, hide the map by printing a button.
And that's going to make things harder, but I honestly hope that they don't add that map so they can keep towards the play of him being just so horrible with directions.
Yeah, which I think would be pretty cool because, I mean, it's not like you use probably Zoro all the time. So during that scene, you know, that little part of the story, just having Zoro getting lost, trying to find someone with the Straw Hats. You know how they told you they got separated?
Yeah.
At least from the demo that I play Anime Expo, Luffy was trying to get, you know, the crew back. So maybe during that time, Zoro's by himself. He's trying to meet up with other Straw Hats. But since he sucks with duration, you're just going to go all over the place. I think it's going to be pretty cool. And moving on with the next news. Well, it's not really news. Just some
a tease towards more information. Yeah, so Demon Slayer Season 3, we're going to get more information about that one until December 10th, which is likely going to be like another short trailer that they've already done before, probably this time finally confirming the date of when it's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Just from the previous one where they kind of like show the slides of the character designs, that I knew it was going to come out sometime next year. That's about it.
Yeah, same on the last episode, I talked about Jujutsu Kaisen having another one too, which I forgot. Let me actually check right now real quick. Oh no, I guess I swear I think I saw it for last week. Oh no, Demon Slayer. Oh, see? Oh, the push back. I thought it was Jujutsu Kaisen. Because last episode I put Demon Slayer Season 3 import announcement on October 15. Mm-hmm. But then I found out it says Demon Slayer Season 3 info on December 10th. So I probably push it back to December 10 now. But this time they did mention Season 3. The only one people say like, oh, just new info on Demon Slayer overall. Which, of course, mm-hmm. we knew was going to be Season 3.
Huh. I don't know why they would push the info back that much. I mean, you're just going to give a date of when it's going to come out. I mean, at that point, do you really have to push it out 2 months unless you're not really sure when it's going to be done until
unless they just want to release it with, like, a good trailer or something instead of just a poster and a little 10-second teaser, maybe. Who knows?
Mm. That's true. Oh, well.
And then we're going with some more figures. So last week, I did talk about quite a few figures. Well, some figures and anime figures. And stuff like that, because I did buy another. Oh, so I think I posted on the. Oh, I talk about it. I don't know if this happened before or after recording the podcast. I was talking about this Jigyo figure, Black Rose Dragon, and I ended up purchasing it. So the thing, I bought it from Tokyo Otaku Mode. Regular price, like $230-something. If you remember, it's like $200. So I'm like, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna regret it if I don't buy it comes down to September of next year. And once I was gonna place the order, it says if you subscribe to the 1 year, which is like $60, you get more discount. So I'm like, you know what, fuck it, let me do it. So I subscribed to it, $60. So for the figure, I ended up paying with shipping $180. That's including the membership of the $60 for the website. So technically the figure was like $120 from $230, if you think about it. So I'm like, that's just a fucking good ass deal.
Alright, can you give me that name again so I could really look at it? It was Black White Dragon?
Black Rose Dragon. So actually if you go to our notes on the last episode, there should be a link for it.
Oh, okay. A Black Rose, okay.
And that's the one that it's from Yu Gi Oh! 5Ds, and it's probably one of my favorite dragons from those.
5Ds. This is the one with the bikes, right?
Yeah. That was one of my favorite dragons.
This is an awesome design.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to regret it if I don't buy it. So you see the figure's like $130. Overall, I ended up paying. See, you know how it says Tom Premium, which that's the one that I got? I still ended up paying like $188 with shipping.
I think you got it even cheaper now, because right now it shows that for $196 with 29 cents.
And that's how it was on the last episodes too. On the podcast, it was still the same price. So I ended up paying less, with, like I said, with the membership already of the 1 year. So I get more discounts now. So
pretty cool design. I could see someone getting a tattoo of this and it would be goddamn beautiful.
Dude, and I love her, the character that uses Black Rose Dragon. Dude, she's a cutie too. I think she's a cutie. Her name like is Shikimori? Nah, she's better than 5D's one. I think her name is Akisa, some shit like that. Let me check. Yep, Akisa. I just like her, man. She's an awesome character. They should have given her like a different clothing, but it kind of makes sense because her main dragon is Black Rose Dragon. All her cards has to do with rose and shit like that. So the design that they give her for her clothing, it goes with her cards, you know. But yeah, I love her and I love that dragon, man. Black Rose Dragon.
Oh, hello. Jeez, I just looked her up and I saw a pretty cool card map. Let me download this.
Please. Uh-oh, we're heading into rule... Which one is it? Rule 69 or rule 34?
34.
There you go. 34. Rule 34. Ooh. And that's why I love her, man.
Dude, I just looked up the character name. I didn't even put anything else. Just the character name, and it's within the same page. I didn't even scroll down. It's right there.
Damn. But she's awesome, though. I love her, and I love her dragon.
Yes, she is. I can agree on that one.
So that's why I ended up buying it, because I know I was going to regret not buying it.
Yeah, I would regret it too, not going to lie.
And so, ooh. Llámate
corazón. What you find? What you find?
What you sent me. I know. So, if you guys want to see this, of course, mature people only, just go to Google and just put her name and you'll find a bunch of playmats.
Yeah, oh. Dude, I'm not even searching for anything else. I didn't even put an extra thing. I didn't even put Yu-Gi-Oh. It's her name and this is all that's popping up.
And she's just a cutie overall, man. She's just a cutie.
But it also just shows that the fans are sickos. They immediately just start drawing fucking hentai over.
Apexist.
I love it. If it exists, there's porn of it.
Exactly. So now since we're in the figures, and we talk about Chainsaw Man, they're releasing the Denji Nendo Droid. That's his name, right?
Yeah, Denji.
Oh, that one looks nice. Oh, dude, this as a car sleeve will be pretty nice.
Yeah, the image that I sent you about
the Black Rose Dragon. Yeah, it will look pretty nice. Oh, I'm going to probably send it to, I think it's Ink Playmat, the one that they do custom sleeve. You send an image and they just make into sleeves. That one looked pretty dope, not gonna lie.
There you go, you're welcome. I found some fucking gold over here.
Nice.
Don't say Google never did anything for you.
Now I'm gonna get the sleeves from the second image. Or the first one.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
You might go to a tournament with those sleeves. Hey, they you're banned. Kick you out.
Like, wait, what's wrong? What's wrong with my sleeves?
So, yeah, so Denji Nendo Droid is going to be releasing next month, 2022. Nice. And then you might be asking, probably most of us, or most of you know where to buy your anime figures. But for those new listeners that they haven't really purchased anime figures or they're new to the anime community, you know, all this, it's you got to be careful when you buy anime figures. Because there's a lot out, yeah, online, even at stores, because there's some that's still counterfeit. If the price are too cheap for it, most likely it's fake. Sometimes they're selling like close to the same price and you're buying a fake one and they won't tell you. So when I buy my anime figures, I only use three websites. Four, kind of. Crunchyroll, obviously. AmiAmi. But you usually always get a pre-order from AmiAmi. Like, you got to pre-order figures. Because usually once they're pre-ordered, it's hard to get in, hard for them to get in stock again. Tokyo Otaku Mode and the Good Smile Company. I think you could buy straight from their website as well. So those are for sure original. So I would just purchase from them. Unless they're like a local store near you that you know they're original. Then you could purchase from them as well. But you're looking for online. Those are the only websites that I have used personally. Well, except for a Good Smile Company, but I think they do have like buying them from there. Because I know it's hard sometimes trying to look for anime figures, especially old ones, and you're like, oh, I see one on Amazon, I see one on eBay. Most likely they might be fake, but if you don't care about getting counterfeit figures, then go for it. Me personally, if it's a gift and it was a fake one, I don't mind that. It's a gift and fuck, it looks fucking amazing. But me personally, if I buy a figure, or even if I give in a figure to someone, I always check to make sure it's a legit one. But I had like fake figures that I actually bought too, mm-hmm. and that they had given me, but it just looks so good though. And I haven't, and I'm not gonna be spending fucking a lot of money to try to get the original one because they are a print, so a fake one something works too. But yeah, those are the good websites to go for. Crunchyroll, AmiAmi. So AmiAmi, it's based in Japan. I think Tokyo Otaku Mode is shipped from Japan too. I'm not 100% sure. I have only recently gotten from them. Actually, if I'm not mistaken, this Black Rose Dragon is the second one that I bought from them. The first one was Rhythmic's GIF that is coming out until March. But it is a legit website though, so those there are everything you buy from them is original, it's not a counterfeit. But if you wanna get that Denji Nendo Droid, you know, you're on that Chainsaw Man bandwagon. Time to jump in on the one of this website and get your Nendoroid. It looks actually pretty cool. The Nendoroid.
Yeah, I did see a lot of them pop up on Crunchyroll, especially like shortly after the release of the anime.
Oh yeah.
I'm not entirely sure, but I think I also saw some for Makima and also like a few plushies for Pochita.
Who's that?
Oh, you haven't seen it. It's the chainsaw dog. That's his name.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the name. Oh, that's right. Because I even laughed when I saw like, dude, that sounds like a Mexican name. Pochita. Yeah, you're right. I totally banked out on it. I think another good website to buy your, well, like at least that you know they're legit, might be Plaza Japan. I'm not 100% sure. I haven't bought anything from them. But you could do your research. Usually there's a subreddit where people post like these are all the legit websites that you could buy and they're like original. And then these are like, don't trust these websites. You could find them online on Reddit. But for sure, the ones that I gave you guys are 100% authentic. You're welcome. So, yeah, sometimes Crunchyroll is more expensive than AmiAmi. Well, most of the time, but sometimes Crunchyroll has the figure and AmiAmi doesn't, and vice versa. Even sometimes Tokyo Taku has them too. I was going to say because my Sinon, I bought it from AmiAmi and it was cheaper than Crunchyroll, even with the shipping.
You know, now looking back at figures, which one I regret not getting?
Which one?
Like the mix between Mechagodzilla 3 and
Evangelion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we first see it, it was like $80, right?
Uh huh. How much is it now? Like 200?
It's like twice as much.
Really?
Let's see. Yeah.
No. On Crunchyroll?
They went up. Yeah, on the Crunchyroll store. I'm trying to find it because I'm in the beta one and I always struggle to get to the store from here.
Oh, I'm at the store. Let me actually search it real quick.
Browse genres, Crunchyroll. Usually it pops up on the top.
What's it, the red one?
No, it's a purple and green.
Okay.
I'm at the store.
I don't see it. I'm scrolling down. I just put Godzilla, but the only one that I see is the yellow one, actually. I don't see the other one.
What?
I mean, the yellow one, the red one. And that's kind of like Mechagodzilla, but...
Oh, they changed it.
Yeah, I don't see the other one. Yeah, I remember
so
the
they even
one.
Got rid of it now?
Dude, you fucked the... fucking shame.
But I do like red more, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, but that one looks better, though. Like that color... Okay, I'm looking at this other website.
The purple and the green, it was quite the nice combination.
Yes, this other website is selling for 200. No, I think it was kind of like 180 something, actually. I don't remember it being 80 for that one.
No, it was pretty cheap when we first saw it. I'm not going to get it. But then, like, shortly after, they probably saw that it was selling out a lot. So they're like, fuck that. We'll charge more.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. We'll probably have to find it, or unless someone in here wants to try to go look for it. But I'm pretty sure when we first mentioned it, it was pretty cheap.
Fuck.
Well, relatively cheap, not too cheap. It was expensive enough to make me not want to get it.
No,
because it was cheap compared to everything
else. No, I think it was another figure because when he was like, "Oh, 160," I was like, "Yeah, sounds about right." Because I think I even mentioned the Sinon figure that I got, which is smaller than this one. It was like $200. It was a little more expensive than that one. And then I was like, with the details on this one, I think so. Because we talk about figures here and there, and then. We tend to forget what we talk about.
Yeah.
But
this one looks pretty cool too. I do like this.
Because honestly, if it was like $80, I would have to like do buy that shit because that's just like stupid cheap. Because figure. Because I'm looking at the purple one. Oh, dude, it looks fucking beautiful. I haven't seen Evangelion, but it looks badass, dude. I will buy it. Not now, but I will buy it. Well, maybe not. Maybe it was actually 80.
Maybe it was like some seller or something at the time.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. It's too cheap to be $80, though, to be honest. It looks good. You know, it probably looks too good, though. But yeah. I might be wrong.
No, it probably. Maybe I just thought of the wrong price. Because you know more about this. And if you didn't mention anything about it. So you probably would have said something, and I don't remember you saying anything.
Fuck. Unless if there was another Godzilla figure, and we were like...
Maybe. Dude, this, the new Mechagodzilla, they're selling it for $150.
Oh, actually, is it... Oh, no, it's a model kit, though.
Yeah, it's a model kit. You build it.
No, it might be then around either $160 or like the $90 if it's a model kit. But the one that we saw was a model kit, was an actual figure.
I think it was the actual figure.
Was it an actual figure, right?
I think so. This one is a model kit.
Oh, unless if it was a model kit too, and then we just didn't realize it was a model kit.
That could be. Oh, the Shin Godzilla movie, they're selling it for $12.
Yeah, if it's a model kit, and if this is kind of like a master grade or perfect grades, they usually do go for like $150 or more for Gundams. Like perfect grades, they're pretty pricey. So I do see it just because of the amount of details that he has. Maybe that's why you didn't buy it, if it was $80, because it was a model kit. No, but you don't mind building model kits, though. You built some before.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I might finally build the one that your brother gave me a few years ago for my birthday.
Which one?
It's a Gundam one. I remember which one exactly it is. But I hadn't built it because I'm missing sandpaper. Really get down on...
You never got all the tools?
I have all the tools because I went with you and we got everything. I just didn't buy more
sandpaper tools. Okay.
Yeah. Because I have the pliers. That's pretty much it, right? You just need the pliers,
sandpaper. And the X-Acto knife so you could sometimes...
And the X-Acto knife.
Those are pretty much the main three items that you need, to be honest. Just those three. I still got to build my Digimon to the... one of our friends gave me for my birthday too.
I'll probably try to build it for a little bit because I built my Lego set and that was pretty fun.
A Lego set?
Oh, I didn't tell you about this?
No.
I guess because it wasn't anime related, but for my birthday, my sister gave me a Lego set of Spider-Man.
I didn't know you were into Legos.
I had never actually built one, but I think she had asked me and she went out like with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up going to the Lego store. She figured, you know what, let me get this for his birthday.
They're pretty fun to build Legos, right? Usually my son, when he gets Lego, well, before when he would get Lego, he would tell me to build it for him. And I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I have it built and I have it just set up over there on the little like table I have.
Mm-hmm.
It has quite the different pieces and I don't really want to move it because it does tend to come undone.
Yeah.
Another one that I still got to finish building is the Rayquaza that I got from your other brother for Christmas. Last Christmas.
I still haven't built my Blastoise that I got, the little one.
Yeah.
I was building my son's little Vaporeon and didn't finish it. So he probably lost all the pieces. I'm kind of salty about it.
No, mine is there. I have to finish the head. Because I was doing it and then as I was doing
it. The head for last.
Yeah. You already know. Since I was putting like too much pressure on it, I think they started like coming off.
Yeah, that would piss me off.
Bit frustrating.
Yeah. It's hard because they're so tiny.
Yeah, and what I was also thinking about was probably getting like a super glue or something, then just gluing them together. Because I'm not gonna, you know, make it come undone, and also I don't want it to come undone in a situation where I end up like moving or whatever.
Yeah, and but it could ruin it
a little bit.
Yeah, I was gonna say depending on the plastic, and depending on the crystal glue, it could ruin the plastic. And what if you put it on the wrong?
Yeah,
you're like, shit, I fucked up. Now it's all fucked up.
Yeah, I know. But, hey, we'll see. I do want to at least finish building it. I know I'll at least do that today. I will finish building it today.
Yeah.
I'd probably set it around having it look nice.
Yeah, for me, I just gotta... I won't have time to build because I gotta... Well, today, what day is it today? Tuesday for you guys. For us, is Sunday, right? Yeah, Sunday. I gotta...
Yeah,
I'm probably gonna edit the podcast. Because tomorrow will be Monday. I have Japanese class and work, so I probably won't have that much time. I do gotta make the video, probably do some homework too. No, I gotta do homework, which is easy though, but easy peasy. And I don't know, probably I'm gonna
squeeze.
I wanna duel, so I'm gonna ask my brother if I wanna duel.
All right, just show up to his house, kick the front door.
It's time to duel.
Oh, you read my mind. I was about to say that.
Oh, because he also bought the structure deck, the one that I gave you too.
Mm-hmm.
He also bought it. Well, we were actually gonna buy it together, but we couldn't find it. We went to Target. Oh, that day that you, we went to my brother's house.
Yeah.
And you went to the car meet with him. Oh, the car show. Yeah, that's we went to Target, but just they didn't have any.
No, it's a shame.
But yeah, we're on our last. We're on the character of the week. We made it.
Yes.
The last character of the week for the first season. Ooh, exciting. All right. So since it is the last character, let me guess. Is it from the harem? The labyrinth harem?
It could be. But, you know, it's the last one. So I'll probably have to change to something better. Something iconic.
Okay. One Piece, Dragon Ball. Is it one of the top three animes? The big three? Or the big four?
It's one of the top three, which include One Piece. Well, to me, at least One Piece, Naruto, and Dragon Ball. It's one of those three.
Okay. Is it Dragon Ball?
No.
Okay, I wasn't sure because I'm like, you really didn't grow up with Dragon Ball. Like, Dragon Ball. So, yeah, that was kind of like the last one. Okay, so you started watching Naruto for One Piece. I'm guessing it will be Naruto.
No, it's actually One Piece.
Oh, shit. I didn't know you were going to go with One Piece. So I thought you were going to go Naruto because you started watching before One Piece. So I thought for you it was going to be the Naruto. All right. Is it going to be Luffy?
No, it's a woman.
Oh, Nico Robin.
Damn it.
Once you say woman, it has to be. Yeah. There's only three women are allowed to choose in this in One Piece: Nico Robin, Nami, Abu, and Hancock.
Those are like the main three. I was tempted to go with Boa, but no, it has to be Nico Robin.
Now for me, it's always the babe Boa. I would choose her, but I think I already chose her. Let me actually see if I chose Boa. Yep, on episode 40, I chose Boa. Oh, actually, in three episodes ago.
Oh, so not yeah, that far behind.
Okay, for me, you know, it's the last episode. What do you think I'm gonna go for?
Is it from One Piece?
No, you actually haven't seen this anime.
Fuck, make it a little bit harder then. Is it from the one the devil, where the devil gets like reborn years later?
Oh, the Misfit of the Demon King Academy?
Yeah.
No, actually, it's gonna be Yu-Gi-Oh.
Ooh, is it the chick?
Yes.
Good one.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna go with like another main one. I'm probably gonna start with something strong on the first episode of the season, but for this one, I think I just needed to go with her because she's boo, she's babe. I think for all the Yu-Gi-Oh ones, my Valentine has been my favorite ones. But yeah, I'm gonna end the season with Akiza Isinski. It's kind of hard. She's not Japanese. That last name's not Japanese. Isinski.
Is it?
Well, actually, I'll let you know right now. If it's in katakana, then it's not a Japanese name. But I don't see the katakana version on there. Come on. Do you guys usually put in katakana? Where is it at? Now I'm checking the website. But no, they don't use... They lied to me. So, yeah, because usually... actually, Luffy, it's not a Japanese name, obviously. Because if you see it written, like when it's written, it's in katakana. So it's not a Japanese word. Anything that's written in katakana is not a Japanese word.
Weird, the name Luffy itself. I don't think I've ever saw that name written anywhere. Yeah, else.
It would be Luffy with the R because, you know, they don't have L's in Japan.
Yeah, Luffy. That's also why Zoro is Zolo.
Yeah, that's why Japan, they don't take L's because they don't have the L.
Except for that one time.
That one time in back in 19 something.
Yeah, that was the last time they took an L.
And maybe they did have... the L, and then after that, we're like, you know what? We're removing the L from our book cap. I'm kidding, guys. I love my Japanese peeps. Y'all know that. All right.
Yeah.
And that's it for episode
43.
We ended it on a Tuesday Annie. Oh, it's funny. I just realized this. The episode comes out on my birthday too. And even though yes. we talk about it, like, what the fuck? Last episode, next week is gonna start the same day that I started on the previous one. It's just fucking amazing, man. Because, yeah, because I forgot, like, why is it on the 25th too? Because, you know, usually every year the day switches, like, it should be on a Wednesday instead. But just yeah. because we didn't start, our first episode wasn't on a Tuesday.
No, we switched it. I think we used to start on Mondays.
On Mondays, yeah. So I guess it was good. It was Monday and then Tuesday. And that's what's up. That's what's up. All right, guys. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. If you're able to subscribe on that one, give us a rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You know what? On our Discord, they said that had two people had given us a rating. But we don't get emails from Apple Podcasts or Spotify that they give us a rating, huh?
No, we didn't, and we actually never responded to that one guy either that was trying to get us to do that collaboration.
The one that was being too pushy, I don't know. You're being too pushy. That's kind of iffy.
Yeah, dude, if you're listening to this, we're sorry. We're just not big enough to actually really think that it's serious. So if it was serious, we're sorry.
And then, like, you're just, like, being too pushy, I don't know. Usually that's when they're trying to do it, but, yeah. Send us a private message on Instagram to see if you're real. To see if you actually listen to our podcast. Dun, dun, dun. And to see that you're not a bot.
That's very true.
But, yeah, we got to check. Probably on the next episode, we might, you know, go to Spotify and Apple to see any reviews. And we could just read them. Mm-hmm. We could do that.
Yeah.
We could. Yeah, because we don't get emails, notifications that we get reviews. And then since we're not really big, we were like, no one's going to give us reviews anytime soon.
I wonder if that's why the websites don't even send us the reviews.
Like, they were like, whatever. But yeah, don't forget to send us the email at summerandsummitpodcast@gmail.com. Again, give us a rating. Send us feedback. Join our Discord. Everything's going to be in the description below. And anything you want us to talk about on any episode, you know, let us know. We'll talk about that subject. And if you have any questions too, we'll try to answer it on the podcast as well. If you guys have any other website where you buy your figures and you know it's legit and not, you know, scam or counterfeits, you can always let us know and we just, you know, share with everyone on the podcast because, you know, we try to spread all the good websites out there where you could purchase your otaku needs.
And also an ending note for me to all the people that listen to us on the Southeast Coast. I know just at least one person, Midnight Fangs. Our best wishes to all of you guys. And hopefully you guys get, you know, back on track with everything and can continue normal life as it was before the whole hurricane happened.
Yep. And sorry, it was my fault. I got that hurricane out there, you know. I got angry and then I just, you know, I was trying to use my hockey, but I couldn't control it. It was too strong. I think it's stronger than Shanks hockey, to be honest.
Hey, if you reached all the way over there, it probably is.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Peace.
All right. Catch you later.